I said, probably that man ain't a member of no church. His teacher, he's got to be a Sunday school teacher or something or other among his children, ain't he?
Yeah.
If you ain't a church member, you got to play it, you know. You got to play among your children. Sunday school teachers, all these teachers here, all the teachers in Broken Bow, they teach Sunday school or some play some part in the church.
Oh.
In the Baptist church there.
Uh-huh.
All the teachers. And one woman up there has been teaching Sunday school 33 years. She's old. She don't teach in school anymore.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a long time. Oh, if you're going to invite someone to return to your house, what do you say to them?
Well, I just invite them to come over and stay with me some evening or some mm-hmm. night or some day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would you say come again? Or?
Mm-hmm. If I wanted him again, I'd say come back again and see us again. Well, let's be frank about it. Some people come, you know, like you know, you run on a lot of people that they don't appeal to you right, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
They're good folks. Understand,
yeah, but
they
not
have,
your type.
They have a different way.
I wish you'd
treat old James when you go through town. Tell him something. He sent me out to the greatest old man I ever seen in the world, and just look at his face and see what he says, and just see what kind of answer he'd get.
Then
plead guilty to him if you like me.
You see how I felt about it.
James, he's the funniest man I've ever. Did you know, let me tell you something, every time I meet him, he puts his arms around me.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
I bet he would.
Yeah. See, I've done so many things for him. You know, you know how long he's been there in that office?
Huh.
About 12 years.
Well, that's a pretty good length of time, isn't it?
Well, listen, you like him, don't you?
Yeah.
And listen, you come back the next year, he'll be just as good till you're better. Mm. And the more he knows you, the more he'll... And there ain't no stuck-up about him.
Well, I told him what I wanted, and he went right to work on it. And he gave it good, clear thought, and he came up with you.
Well,
he came up with others, too, but he said,
listen,
this is
you see, he come out here last year. He was running this with his 10th or 11th time in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And he come out here, and... He come out and he felt guilty. He said, Westbrook, what can I do about it? And, it looks like I'm in a tight spot. And I said, boy, you ain't no spot at all. All you got to do is just meet the people there too and see how to change. So I went around with him one evening and I said, now, James, don't let you nothing get down your head. You just go on and back up and throw your head high. And boy, he... It wasn't 20 minutes after coming this call and votes to leave him out, and the other fellow was out. He's a good fellow. He's just outweighed taller than his brother was in this office. And, dumb mind, I can't call his name.
Pat Ray.
He was in this office for several years, you know. Mm-hmm. And James running got it. But Pat's a good man, but he's not as good as James. James. Listen, he'll just jump in the creek with you if you won't do anything.
Hmm.
He won't do it long, but if you want him to do anything, he'll help you. He'll help you work it out there in the courthouse and save you money, too. See, I bought this little Indian land. I talked to a nigger land here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have that on that record.
What?
Nigger land.
Nigger land.
Don't worry about that.
And then I went over there and I said to James, I paid all that land's worth out there, and I ain't got money enough to have an abstract made. I said, the wonder thing you could find out if that title would be good. He said, just leave it to me, boy. Come back here. And he went to lifting books around and great big old books this thick, you know. He'd look through that one, this one, and about, I think there's 22 books he went through. And he said, my God, yes, boy, your deed is as good as any in this state.
Mm.
He said that nigger had paid taxes 22 years on that piece of land.
Mm.
And he said, there ain't nobody could take that. 15 years the end of it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he said, no use getting abstract on that. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, different things, you know. I haven't got any hesitation. If I need anything done, I'd go to him to help me. And he'd go in another office, you know, and help me. work it out.
Well, you know, I would be just totally lost in something like that. I'd have to come to you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
ask you to help me.
See, he knew the courthouse. He'd been there a long time, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, he saved me lots of money, and he's so willing. When he just jumps like a flea if I mention anything to do it. He's right by me.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there and tell them old girl that the tax assessors, you know, said, make me his land exemption, homestead exemption. His land's all
homestead exemption. Go and tell them what to do, you know.
Just like that, you know. Uh-huh. They all know each other, don't they?
Yeah.